Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
And now, Three Witches and a Druid podcast present Samuel J. Lawson.
Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining ones, join us at the door. Ancestors, shining ones, guide us with your wisdom. Ancestors, shining ones, ones who've gone before. Ancestors, shining ones, may the gates be open. Ancestors, shining.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we are still sitting around drinking our boozy cider.
Brian's drink is
missing. Brian lost his drink.
I'm actually a little tipsy, to tell you the truth. I'll keep the profanity to a minimum.
You're tipsy because half of your cup is wine.
Well, I'm more such than a cheap drunk. I'm such a cheap drunk.
So... yeah, we sit around and talk about our life, our experiences, our opinions, living as modern-day pagans. I'm Margot.
And I'm Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So this topic mostly came up because I'm a part of a Facebook group, Celtic Spirituality and something or other. Doesn't matter. Point is, every fucking week in this Facebook group, someone is posting about their Ancestry.com DNA link and how they're connected to the ancient Welsh pixie folk of ancient lore, and that makes them a better druid than you. And it's fucking gross.
I think anybody who thinks and expresses they're a better anything than you is full of shit.
Agreed.
If they really are a better anything, doesn't matter what it is, driver, cook, whatever, they don't need to say it.
Right. So where this conversation is going is that we are all members of the pagan community, and we've all witnessed the pagan community be infiltrated by white supremacists, hatred, people who you attempt to use that lineage, that European belief that they're superior in some way. It's such hogwash. So here in Halifax, how many years ago was it now? Quite a few years.
A long time ago. Yeah.
The heathen community had been infiltrated by white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and that community fell apart.
Yeah, it totally did, unfortunately.
Really, community.
So I know when we started the Grove, 20 years ago, when we first started, there was a Ku Klux Klan group in Halifax. And so one of the ADF things is you wear white robes. And we were like, we ain't wearing white robes. We ain't being associated with those guys in any way. So that's why we wear black and kilts and Nova Scotia tartan. That's why our grove doesn't wear white. Some other groves do. Other groves wear tie-dye. But yeah.
Makes me happy.
There you go. But yeah, so the whole idea and concept that your ancestry connection to Europe in some way plays an important role. Now, at the same time, while we have to balance this conversation, because in Druidry, there's a lot of ancestor worship, and there's nothing wrong with that, but your own DNA
is a lottery.
Yes.
And this is just happens to be where and when and in which family you were born.
Yes.
Right. It has nothing to do with
your ability to connect with the divine.
Exactly.
No, right.
Exactly.
The best way to solve all of your problems is just be born rich. You should just consider that next time.
It's true.
Somebody pointed out that as soon as you believe in reincarnation, it throws all of that out the window. none of your ancestry should matter because as far as you remember, you were reincarnated from a rock or a worm or a butterfly. Or you don't know.
You don't know, but there is. And I because when you talk about ancestors and working with your ancestors, there is genetic memory.
Yes.
Because trauma can be passed genetically along and things. There is genetic memory. But by the same token, you know, you if you do believe in reincarnation, you could have been any culture in the past. And as Canadians and many Americans, many countries as well, we're such a hodgepodge that, like, I mean, I can tell you who my ancestors were, but there's so many, you know, there's a lot of different
culture coming in there. Well, it's the same with me. And it's funny, I had seen a thing on Facebook about the ancestry of various celebrities. And I can't remember who it was listed as Hawaiian and Canadian. I'm like, Canadian is not an ancestry, you know, like that is not a lineage.
That's a border, a political border.
Line. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Your ancestor may have been from Canada,
but a Canadian they came from somewhere, or their ancestors came from somewhere
and
else.
Let's be real here. I think when people say think like that, they're specifically referring to race, which is not a scientific concept, because I think what they try to make an argument for people who use race is that race is the subspecies of the species of the human, and there's not enough genetic difference for us to have subspecies. That's why we're all humans.
Yes. Yeah,
that's why we're human beings. There's no subspecies of human beings. They're not genetically diverse enough. So there are cultural differences. And
lots of culture, and that's
and
a separate
lots of
thing.
Historical yeah. things and lots of whatever. Again, how that affects your relationship to divinity is a questionable argument to jump
Truly.
Into. Like,
and as much as many people don't like to hear this when we are talking about culture and whatnot, there's only one race of human, race of humans on this planet. There's a lot of different ethnicities and cultures, absolutely. But they're not a different race.
Yeah.
It's like you put a bunch of dogs in a room. That's a dog, that's a dog, that's a dog, that's a dog. We're all dogs, you know, regardless. So, no, but I find, and I am very eclectic. And for me, whatever strikes your fancy, you know, whatever speaks to you. If I'm as white as snow, and if I came across, you know, a African deity that spoke to me and I thought they, you know, and I felt I had something to learn from their lore, I would do it.
There's a bunch of different spots there because you would like to learn and you would like to make offerings perhaps or whatever based on what you learned.
Yeah, give
all those sorts
and all
of
that,
things.
Yes.
But then after reading a book or two, you're not going to say that you're the Halifax Ocean priestess.
No.
You know what I mean? That would just
and so,
be ridiculous.
And so, so we should have started off with this. This conversation is very much about European, Celtic, heathen, Norse communities. There's lots of communities. There's lots of cultures out there that are closed. We're not discussing those right now.
Okay.
When we come to Indigenous, we'll have a guest come on. That's not a place where we could. But we're four white people that can talk about white stuff all day.
Yeah.
And we could tell you how it is. That's what we can talk about. And so we're going to talk about white shit.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. I am a white girl. I don't pretend to be anything else. I'm as
white as snow.
Race-wise, yeah.
Race and white culture.
I mean, my mother's maiden name is Erickson. So, like, and I've been to the little town in Norway, or in Sweden, rather, where her father came from.
Right.
So we have very white roots.
You don't get whiter than Erickson.
Yes. Yes.
That's the so white it's clear.
Pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
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 23 but, and me, I'm well over 50% Germanic.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So this conversation is very much about things we can talk about, and we'll have a future episode about other cultures, which we are not quite equipped to
but
talk about.
But saying that, I do not care if anybody asks or wants to learn about.
No,
absolutely
gods or
not. Like it's
that
not.
Attached
that's
background.
The thing. I am not the keeper of the white Northern European spirituality.
No.
Yes.
We don't like, get to decide
it
that.
Has been around so much longer than me. It is there to be learned from and embraced. But again, I am naive, I guess, in a lot of ways, and do have very rose-colored glasses, because otherwise I wouldn't still be here. But it's to be approached with kindness and compassion and fairness and equality for everybody.
Yeah.
Not to be used as a hammer to say I am better than anyone else on the planet.
Oh, gosh, not in any way.
Yeah.
My way is for me.
Yeah.
I'm not better, but what is for me is for me. But I am me.
Yeah.
And being me is nice and all. And I am a Northwestern European blood. I think I'm 0.8% Italian. The rest of it is north of that. But, you know, I won't lie. I didn't have much experience. I heard on the periphery about that whole white supremacist thing that was going, thing that was going on. And I just looked and said, pack of idiots.
Yeah.
And then ignored them.
Oh, no, it's great that you're able to ignore it. But unfortunately, a lot of people in our community can ignore it.
Yeah, did not say, oh, do what you want. Condemned them like you're a pack of jerks.
Yeah.
But God, and they just went
away. Yeah, well, they got called out on their bullshit. Away. But you have a lot of pagan symbolism, which is appropriated by white supremacists now, which then creates a wide variety of issues in society. Because if you have a Celtic cross tattooed on your arm because you're a Celtic shaman, and that's now an appropriated symbol, then you look like something you're not. And that's not okay. And that happens a lot in Norse and heathenry symbolism. A lot of the runes unfortunate. A lot of runes have been appropriated.
Okay.
A lot of runes have been Nazified.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you have that problem.
Oh, I understand. Like that fellow with the dressed up like the Viking.
Well,
or
actually, that's something that came up in the conversation. was the, oh shit, what's his name? The shaman.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call him?
The QAnon shaman.
Yeah, the QAnon shaman. That's it.
Oh, yeah, he was crying out loud.
He was pretty much the worst representation for any of us. And I don't even know if he identified as pagan.
I think he was just dressed like an asshole.
Yeah, I think he just watched too many episodes of Vikings what had happened.
Like being topless and wearing horns. So one of the big things is a lot of those groups and organizations will view Norse and heathenry as the supreme white race. But as we've learned scientifically, Vikings weren't all white. There was lots of individuals from the Middle East, from Turkey, from Africa. It's a raving band of pirate barbarians. If you think it's cool, you're going to go do it.
Yeah, it's true.
And were they not sort of the originators of fuck around and find out?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And the Vikings traveled all down through the Mediterranean, everywhere, probably picking up people as they went.
Exactly, yeah. So you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'll do that.
It was anything.
Well, actually, if you really want to get down to it, they were bored farmers who were like, man, we got nothing else to do. Let's go fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? The finding out works out for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think one of the reasons why this can be an issue within the pagan community is because we like to see ourselves as being open and accepting to other marginalized people.
Agreed.
And we need to keep an eye out for that, for those red flags that are showing us that this person does not have the best interest of the community at heart.
Right. So one thing that very much drew me to paganism is the no proselytizing. We don't push our beliefs on the others. But the other thing that we should stand for, just as important as that, is no gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come and worship Odin, you come and worship Odin.
Yep.
That's not my call. For you do you within reason. If you do that as a Nazi,
if you're spewing hate, if you're using it as a tool to spew hate
in the name of
towards
Odin,
anybody
in the name of Odin, you're going to see my left fist and my right fist.
Yeah,
and I don't think Odin's going to.
Well, that's how
gonna
I
like
feel.
It
you know, if somebody comes to the Morrigan, comes to Odin, comes with disrespect and motives that are not in line with deity.
Yeah.
These are not deities to fuck with.
No.
These are
going to get your comeuppance.
You should fuck. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I on a long enough timeline, the shit's going to happen. But with knowing that we need to protect the community.
Right.
Maybe we don't let the timeline extend itself fully, or we protect the community while we watch the
timeline unravel. Yes.
Yeah. So, and where this mostly comes up is a druid, because I can see this happening online right now in the social media circles as these communities become infiltrated with this discord, this gatekeeping, these beliefs that this is the only way to do it. And it's disgusting.
Well, and I think it's slightly insidious. And if you are unsophisticated in social media or the ways media can manipulate you get drawn in. You think, oh, that sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. That sounds reasonable. What the fuck?
So just as a PSA, when the guy posts in the Facebook group that his autistic son has designed this t-shirt that has a druid symbol on it, which is clearly from D&D, not paganism, it's a scam. Stop falling for that stuff. How many times do I have to tell people to not believe everything you read on the internet? How many times that person posts in different groups and I have to report it? It's like 5 a day. It's ridiculous. And people,
but he probably sells a lot of t-shirts.
He does, because how many people are like, yeah, I gave him like $25 and never got my t-shirt. Of course you didn't get your fucking t-shirt. You got scammed.
Yeah.
So many times. Just as you can see,
I'm not on social media.
No, you're not missing anything.
But I think part of it too is people, like you said in the last episode, are spiritually bereft. They are looking for something to belong to,
yep,
or a connection, and they're maybe not taking the time to be discerning, yep, in that connection,
yeah,
or have enough experience in life or in the world
to, yeah, know when you're being
there's no little background noise, yes, saying danger.
Yeah.
And there's so many places now, you know, 30 years ago when I first started around in the community or whatever, you know, certain people had a bit of a reputation for, you know, maybe you want to avoid this guy over here. But on the internet, there's tens of thousands. And yeah, you don't
you don't get those warnings anymore.
You don't get any warnings.
That's why your physical community around you is so important. Yes. Now, so, obviously, we'd say this, but not everyone has that.
Yeah. Has the luxury.
I mean, yes.
That is, it's, we here in Nova Scotia are amazingly blessed with a large, diverse,
very diverse,
supportive community.
Yeah. And now, we don't always get along.
No.
But we don't put up with bullshit.
But, and it's okay to not always get along. If everybody always got along all the time, I think you're not being your true self.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say that about us not getting along. There was a big national gathering here quite a few years back.
Yes.
And people from all over the country. And I noticed in something I said at the end of it.
Are you talking about Guy again?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
I noticed at the end of it. And I said, I noticed and I was really pleased. I said, one really nice thing about being here in Nova Scotia, I found as a community, did not bash each other's beliefs. It's like some of these people from some of the, you know, larger parts of Canada, they were crapping on each other's beliefs.
Yeah.
It's like, well, our way's the better way, and your way's this, and this is the right way, and I really couldn't believe it. Now, we might bitch about of each other occasionally and go, that person over there is an absolute asshole. I don't even want to talk to them, but I never said what they believe is shit.
No, never.
Which is very interesting. I found that compared to other parts of the country when they were here.
Yeah.
Like, I might not like that person. I don't really dislike too many people. But no. I might not want to hang
even
with
the,
them.
Even the people I've had tiffs with over here, I still talk to them.
Yeah, but I wouldn't crap on what they believe, yeah, provided they're following the don't harm anybody, yeah, sort of deal. Yeah.
Pretty much.
And that's another thing. If you're online and you meet, if anybody asks you to do anything that makes you uncomfortable, if anyone is asking for money, or if anything that breaks the old threefold law, regardless of what your path is, don't harm anyone, don't harm yourself, all of that, then you need to just not be online with them anymore.
Yeah.
Anybody does anything that make you feel uncomfortable against the general rules of morality,
and the laws of humanity.
And that's what I always said to folks at the shop when people were talking about, how do I find a coven? How do I find a group? Was always, if you do find somebody, and when you do find somebody, A, ask questions, lots of questions. And if they will not answer your questions, they are not somebody you want to be with. And B, if they ever ask you to do anything that makes you remotely uncomfortable, get the heck out, because that is not a healthy situation either. That's not what we're about. And it's not about control over anybody.
Yeah.
That's not what it should ever be about.
Yeah. You had just talked about, you talked about the threefold law. One of the things I see in social media is a bunch of, you'll see witches that are like, well, you don't have to follow the threefold law to be a witch. It's like, you don't, but it's literally the bare minimum of being a decent human being.
Exactly.
It's like, just don't hurt people. Why is that so hard to follow?
Well, because hexing is, it's apparently very cool.
Yeah, we gotta hex the moon.
How do you hex the moon?
With fairies, of course.
No fairies. I've never gotten over you telling me that thing at the that festival this summer about the thing
that you
in
saw
the mirror.
Your changeling in the mirror.
Yeah, shut up. No. I've never gotten over that. I have not gone back and explored where that would take me because of what you said.
Well, I know. I told you where it would take you.
I'm not going there. No fairies.
It was Summerlands. But yeah, so in the end, this conversation, we all agree on the same page. Don't be an ass. Don't gatekeep and punch Nazis.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I ever had an interaction with anybody the whole time I was at the store that was gatekeepy, superiority, kind of I'm better than you, blah, blah. Like, I don't recall of all the bizarre interactions that I had the whole time I was there.
That's not
that
one.
Was not one of them.
Well, I don't think you see a whole lot of that face to face. You see it more online because it's
because they're in their pajamas,
exactly, in their basement, scratching their neck beard.
And yeah. And they can be very brave.
Yes. Yeah, they're very brave
at
behind
the keyboard.
Their keyboard.
Yeah. Very brave.
Yeah.
Just anyone's making you uncomfortable. And if you are a white supremacist and neo-Nazi, we are so not interested in having you.
Yeah, stop listening.
Anywhere near our community.
Yeah.
So off go you
away.
Go away.
Yeah, I don't have any patience for that. That's
I'm too
my,
old for this, man. It's like, you're an idiot. Get away.
That's my breaking point.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And if you have any questions about today's episode, or if you have any suggestions for future episodes, because we're always looking for new ideas, you can certainly contact us at our Facebook page. And thank you very much to our Patreons.
Three Witches and a Druid Podcast would like to take a moment to shout out to our amazing Patreon supporters from all around the world. Without your generous contributions, now and over the past two seasons, we could not bring you this magical content, and we thank you once again for listening.
And we have moved up again.
Yay!
And so I'm always so astonished.
It was a top 20 pagan podcast. We're now number 6.
It's to me, it's just so shocking for something
I have no idea.
We just
idea
enjoy doing so much. We don't work at it. Though.
I have
we
no idea how that metric is based off. I put a lot of work into
No,
this.
That's not, I mean, not that you don't put a lot of work into. What I mean is we just come up and go, oh, a minute before the show, what are we talking about?
Yeah, pretty much.
You do. Brian does put all the, Brian is our anchor here. He's the man that way. But again, thank you very much, everyone. And until next time, merry meet.
Merry heart.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.